From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading The Outcast Brigade, the first book in the Outcast series by Jason Elder. Now, let's begin with The Outcast Brigade. Chapter 1.
That's all there is to it, Nottage. The matter is closed.
If you do this, the army, it leaves me with nothing.
Captain McGowan's gray eyes narrowed at the young Apache scout standing before his desk.
Did you have anything when you came in?
He snapped.
But General Crook...
General Crook is no longer in charge here. General Miles is, and the policy has changed.
McGowan's voice moderated a bit.
I'm sorry, Nottage, but that's how it is. Neither Miles nor Sheridan ever agreed with Crook's policy of using Apache scouts, and now that he's been transferred, Miles is letting them all go. Besides, the Apache problem is pretty much in hand. Geronimo will be taken soon, and the other chiefs are already on the reservation or on their way to Florida. There just isn't any need for your kind anymore.
Nottage's long black hair glistened in the sunlight flooding through the window. You are wrong, Captain McGowan. His dark eyes fixed upon the officer's face. I did have something before I came here. McGowan reached for a pen and signed his name to the bottom of a piece of paper.
And what might that be?
My nation. The officer looked up, frowning, then handed the paper across to him.
This is your discharge. Take it to the paymaster. He'll square you up to today. I want you off the post by nightfall. Understand?
I understand. I understand more than you think. Nottage started for the door.
Oh, and one other thing.
He looked back.